misplaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise God.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we started looking at tongues, people speaking in other tongues, as the Bible calls it, and we wanted to find out more information about this and what it actually means in our lives. And can we pray in tongues? Is it scriptural, etc.? And we looked at the disciples, how they got saved, and then they got filled on the day of Pentecost with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues, and power came on them. Jesus said, "Don't witness for me until you're filled with power from on high." That was after His death, burial, and resurrection. They were saved, and then the Holy Spirit came on them on the day of Pentecost, and they prayed and spoke in other tongues, and power came on them. Well, the same thing happened to Paul. He was known as Saul of Tarsus, but on the way to Damascus, he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and he got saved right there, and he had no eyesight for 3 days. And the Lord sent Ananias to go and lay hands on Saul, who later on became Paul, the great apostle. Lay your hands on him and let him receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. There is a second infilling. And so we want to look at that right now. So let's pick up where we left off in Jesus' name.
Be filled with what? The Holy Spirit. He already received the Holy Spirit when he got saved, because you cannot get saved without the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, you can't get saved without the Holy Ghost. Because listen, Romans says this. The book of Romans 8:11 says that he that raised Christ from the dead, if he that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body by His Spirit which dwells in you. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you new life. It's the Holy Spirit that gets you saved. But now I need more than just salvation. I need the power and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So Paul got saved. The Holy Spirit saved his life. And then Ananias went there, laid his hands on Saul at that time, and said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. There's an infilling that's not the same as salvation. Amen. Now you sing scripture yourselves, okay? So he saw the Holy Spirit. He saw Jesus. He got born again, and then he got filled with the Holy Spirit. There is an experience subsequent to salvation. And in actual fact, it's called receiving the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, or being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus said, well, John the Baptist said of Jesus, he said, I baptize you with water. That's repentance. But he who is coming, I'm not worthy to even tie his shoelaces. He that's coming, he's going to worship you with the Holy, he's going to bless you, sorry, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The Holy Spirit and fire. When they were in the upper room, the Holy Spirit came and fire. And then they changed the known world. They changed the world as it was known at that time because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And God, Jesus Himself said, don't do it until you're filled with power from on high. They were saved, but they still needed to be filled. Now, I don't know why that's so strange to some people. Why would that be strange? I mean, if you want to get strange, just think that blood saved you. That's strange to me. Is it not? What's strange to me is that he came and did what he did. That's strange. Rather think that Mickey Mouse is strange and God is not. Because Mickey Mouse is strange, a talking rat. That's strange. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace and the Great I Am, that's not strange. Come on. And we need the Holy Spirit and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Like I said before, if I ever caught a talking rat, I'd be on America's Got Talent to make $1 million first time out. If I didn't stomp on it first. Okay. Acts 8. Go with me to Acts 8. Just back a page. Acts 8 and verse 5. And it says here, out of the New King James, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. What did he preach? Christ. What did he tell them about Christ? How Jesus Christ came to the earth as a man, gave up his godly rights and privileges, got crucified, took a whipping on his back, got stabbed in his hands and feet, got stabbed in his side, died, went down into the grave, and then was resurrected on the third day and ascended in front of so many different people. And I'm telling you the truth today. He preached Christ to them. You see, you preach Christ, not something else. You've got to preach Christ. Too many people preach something that they imagine. You can't go with imagination. You've got to go with what Jesus said and who he is. And he preached Christ. Verse 14, but when they believed Philip, they believed. That's what it takes to become a child of God. You've got to believe and then act on it. When they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Amen. They repented, they got saved, and they were baptized. All of you folks that were baptized yesterday. Now watch here. Verse 14, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. They've received Jesus. Let's send Peter and John to them. So now they come, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might, what? Receive the Holy Spirit. Now watch. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They were saved in the name of Jesus, but now they needed the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Come on. Remember, they believed. Jesus said, if you believe, you shall be saved. Is that correct? Romans 10, 9 and 10. They believed. That means they were saved. And then these guys come and say, you're saved, but now we've got another experience for you. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now watch here. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Paul said to Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that is in you that was put in you by the laying on of my hands. What is that gift? The Holy Spirit. Stir up the gift that is in you that was laid in you by the laying on of my hands. Stir the gift up, the Holy Spirit. You see, when you got a fight coming your way, cancer, here it comes. Don't you get into it. You say, whoa, Holy Spirit, take over this mess. You got to let the Holy Spirit do it. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, he's the one who raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible tells us, Acts 10, 38 also, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The Holy Ghost and power. Who then went around healing everybody. Why? Because God was in him in the form of the Holy Spirit. He had the power of the Holy Ghost come upon him. Filled with the Holy Spirit and power. You need that power. When the attack comes, you need that power. In Jesus' name, you invoke the power of God and he takes care of the mess. I just love the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so we saw that. And these guys were obviously saved before the visit of Peter and John, because, you know, Peter should know he defined salvation. He defined salvation. Look at this in 1 Peter 1:23. Having been born again, he knows what it's about. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. My word is forever settled in heaven. Is that not what he said? My word is forever settled in heaven. And you know what? You know who settled in heaven? Jesus Christ. John 1, he says, in the beginning was the word. My word is forever settled in heaven. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelled amongst us. And he even talks about not receiving him. People didn't receive him and rejected him. But as many as in that believed him, he gave the power to become sons of God. Think about that. He gave the power to become sons of God to them that believe on his name. This is powerful stuff. So his word is forever settled in heaven. Jesus is settled in the place of authority forever. He's not going to be voted out. He's not going to be thrown out. He's there for all of eternity. You understand? The word cannot return to God void. He said, my word in Isaiah 55:11, my word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing that I sent it to do. So if Jesus went back to heaven, then the word accomplished everything that God wanted it to accomplish. Healing, salvation, prosperity, peace, joy, restoration. It accomplished everything because the word went back. Jesus is the word. And the word is forever settled in heaven. You're not going to put him down. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, the word, is Lord over all. Yeah. He even says he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Praise God Almighty. Now the word said, don't go and be a witness for me until you get filled with power from on high. Wow. There's a second infilling that comes. So Peter knew about salvation. And we saw in verse 12 that we just read a few seconds, minutes ago, that the Samaritans had believed and been baptized in water. And we saw that they received the word of God. Everyone say received. Received. Listen, Peter and John didn't pray for them to get saved. Did they? No. They already were saved. The apostle prayed that they might receive. Everyone say receive. Receive, receive the Holy Spirit. They would have said, listen, you need to receive Jesus Christ. But they had already believed, they said, right? We read that. Now he didn't come and say, you need to believe on Jesus Christ, get saved, then receive the Holy Spirit. They said, you've already received Jesus. You're already born again. Now you want to receive the Holy Spirit. He's not going to force himself on you. He's not going to force himself on you. He could, but he won't. You receive. Listen, he's not going to force salvation on you. There are people dying and going to hell. He's not forcing them to be saved. He said, you've got freedom of choice. I'm not a dictator. They can choose to receive or they can choose to reject. And some people say, well, if God's such a good God, why does he send people to hell? He's never sent anyone to hell. That place is reserved for the devil and his cronies. He's never sent anyone there. People choose to go there. How? By rejecting Jesus as the Savior. They reject Jesus as Savior. They're choosing to go down. They might not know it, but they're still making the choice. You know, when you don't vote, you still make a choice. Do you know that? All right, we won't go there right now because it's coming to 2020. Clear vision. But they laid hands on them to receive the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is